This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 386 for Wednesday, March 17th, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. You picked four jokes?
Well, there were a plethora to choose from this week. Did you know I used to have a job as a treadmill tester? Okay. But I had to quit.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I just didn't feel like I was going anywhere. Parker 51 is here.
There have been several versions of the 51.
There has been, correct. The newest version is pretty neat. It comes in some really great colors.
Okay.
So there are two versions that come with the gold cap.
Okay, those are the deluxe.
The deluxe, and the deluxe with the gold cap.
Does it have a gold nib?
Comes with the gold nib.
Ooh.
14 karat nib.
Good match.
Most importantly, plum.
It is a pretty...
It's a plum.
Pretty color. Plum and black.
Plum and black.
Okay.
And what a fantastic color. I'm actually pretty stoked about this one. It's a good looking pen.
Okay.
So we have that. And of course, then they come in matching ballpoints. Here's the black ballpoint.
That's a nice ballpoint.
It is. It's twist activated. It's got the nice lined cap. It's a nice heavy, a nice balance.
Do you notice that as much as possible, I have you talk about ballpoints because I know you love them so.
It kills me. this is actually a really pretty nice ballpoint. It looks smart. Well, it does. It's a huge step up from
like
the Jotter.
Yes. But you know, the Jotter doesn't pretend to be something fancy.
It's a $20 pen. Yeah.
Very utilitarian.
Yeah, this is not. Really.
I gotta get big words in since you started with plethora. God, that's killing me.
So it comes in two versions. You got the deluxe,
which is the gold cap.
The gold cap
with
the gold nib.
But this is a ballpoint.
That's a ball. The black and plum in the deluxe.
Yes. These are nice.
And then maybe I'm super excited about this. So there is a black and chrome.
Okay.
In the standard.
And that's a ballpoint.
This is a ballpoint I'm holding here because I don't have the fountain pen handy. But then it comes in three other great colors.
Okay.
This nice dark blue.
Okay.
Navy. The burgundy.
Yep.
Which is nice. And my personal favorite, outside of the plum, this lovely teal.
Now, you know what I do like is sometimes in the originals, the colors were so dark.
They were a little dark.
It was really hard to tell. So you can clearly tell this is a dark blue, call it navy, call it whatever you want. It's, you know, you're not wondering, is it black or is it blue? And the burgundy, also in the original, was really dark.
Well, you know, it's trying to tell the difference between burgundy and the plum.
Or the Cordovan and
the burgundy
in the originals.
Super tough. The plum is almost impossible to tell the color of. If you've never seen an original plum,
or if you only have that pen by itself, if you don't have something else to compare it to in your hand, the original is very difficult.
Yeah.
Plum is
super tough.
I like that these are still dark enough to not feel like they're pastels, but they're
accurate. They're really accurate colors. I mean, this is a real 51 color. Nice, solid weight. You know, I've got a video that's coming out, but you know what? I'm liking them more and more. The more I play with it, the more I keep it around my hand. I'm getting used to it. The big thing, of course, is the cap.
I was just going to say, there was some initial buzz, if you will. Let's go with drama, screaming, whatever. Riots almost about the fact that what's different about this?
The original 51 in all configurations, vacuumatic, double jewel, single jewel, whatever, was a friction fit cap.
Slip cap.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And these screw on.
These are threaded, and then they have this little metallic ring here, which I suppose is resemblant of the clutch ring.
Okay.
But it's a screw cap.
Okay.
So it takes a little bit. The first day,
millions of pens are screw caps.
Yeah. The first day, Dave and I were like trying to pull it off, but now when I pick it up, I know I have to turn it.
Okay.
But decent pen.
Beautiful colors.
Yep.
Good price point. This is a cartridge converter.
It's a cartridge converter.
Okay, which is also different than the original.
Yes, the original would have been an aerometric converter or a vacuumatic, both of which had significant issues as far as reliability over a great number of years. And I'm sure there's going to be 13 comments in the thread saying how an aerometric is the best filling system ever. Try repairing them someday when the adhesive melt actually the section that the sack attached to. So that's a common problem with aerometrics. But this is cartridge converter. I think it's a natural progression. If Parker would have been making the 51s instead of stopping in 1971 and kept making them, of course they'd all be cartridge converters.
Right.
They would be. So makes it easy to clean.
So the chrome caps have that brushed finish.
Yep, like the Lustreloy.
Like the Lustreloy in the original.
Yep.
And the deluxe caps have micro engraved lines.
Yep.
Very pretty, very well done. All joking aside, I mean, I know that there was a lot of talk initially about the fact that it was a screw cap and people were up in arms on some of the boards. You know, it's really well done.
Yeah. All things considered, it's really pretty nice.
Now, wasn't there a release of the 51 in between the original and now?
When was it?
Was it Wall Evershow?
2003, maybe?
No, that's the Skyline.
Parker
did a Skyline.
Parker, yes, Parker did do that. But there was a re-release. I want to say it was 2003. But there were two colors. There were double jewel pens, black, and then the turquoise, or the light turquoise, and then they had the Empire caps.
Right.
Now, those problems were notorious now for the fact that when Parker brought them out, the barrels were very thin,
right,
and the barrels cracked. So they replaced them, but yeah. So there was another release. Those were actually very expensive pens. Those were not cheap, and these are very affordable. The steel cap version, very very affordable. Fine medium nibs.
Great.
It's going to be. I know this is going to be a good seller. I know people are going to say you can buy a vintage one for roughly the same price, but you're not going to worry about this.
Yeah, and I have pens with several different filling systems. I do prefer a cartridge converter.
Yeah,
it's just
not
easier to clean.
Why not?
I'm lazy.
So Parker 51 now coming in, and we do have some of the plum, and it's really a great color.
Limited edition Twisby.
Yes.
Called the Draco.
Oh, it's so nice.
So I've got Harry Potter theme going on in my head now. All I'm thinking about is Draco Malfoy, but
no.
It's not it.
No.
Interesting. The Twisby Draco only comes in extra fine, fine, medium, and broad. There is no stub nib option in this pen.
Should we just say what it looks like, though? What is the Draco?
There are 3,000 total.
What does the Draco look like?
1,500 in the U.S., and it will be available in March 31st.
It's killing me.
Go ahead.
It's a beautiful red, like a burgundy red marble.
Okay.
Piston filler. It's a very square body. It's resemblant of the old Twisby Micarta with a clip. Rose gold trim.
It's pretty.
Nice ink window. It's a really nice looking pen.
Did you order one for you?
I'm going to take one because that's a really, I hate to say it, it's a sexy pen.
Why do you hate to say it?
It sounds weird. It's a good looking pen. I'm excited about it.
You say about all sorts of other things.
I know, but I like this.
Usually,
you said sent this to me, and I said I'm done. burgundy marble, that nice clear ink window, piston filler.
The bike we're getting this week is not going to be a gift, and this is. That'd be great.
This is a tester.
Oh,
guaranteed.
Oh yeah. Okay. No, it looks really pretty. Very limited. So if you want it, do not wait. These will sell out, not just from us, but from everybody.
Yeah. Yeah,
because it's 3,000 of them total in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. is only being allocated 1,500. So 1,500 pens divided by all the different retailers
and
all
Twisby's
over the U.S.
Going to keep a couple.
And Twisby's going to
keep
also
bunch,
sell
yeah.
them.
So we were given an allocation. We took the entire allocation, and we'll see. let's see, what, minus one.
Minus one, yeah.
But anyway, those are coming in March 31st. They're yes. super cool. Check them out on the website.
Yes.
Really stoked about it. Just, it's something nice, something different from Twisby, right? A solid
color pen. Twisby has always been very innovative. You know, to have a piston pen, a mm-hmm. piston filling pen at that price point consistently, to have such good quality control, to be on top of all their customer service mm-hmm. issues, to constantly be making improvements and changes, to come out with all these new colors. They definitely have stayed on top of making changes a lot better than a lot of other companies.
It's cool. It's coming out. Actually, it looks like a couple weeks, actually.
Yes.
Look for that. That's going to be exciting when that launches.
The Sailor Too Hot Habanero was just announced. It's a limited edition of 800.
800, and they're including the limited. It's not marked on the pen, but it comes with a limited
card with your number.
Yep.
So I did see on Instagram that the president of Atoya kept number one for himself.
Of course, you should.
Absolutely.
But this pen is, what does this pen look like?
So these are really interesting. I like that the U.S. is finally getting some...
Different.
Up until now, the U.S. market has always... Phenomenal pens, don't get me wrong, but they've always been kind of matched caps and barrels up until the cocktail sets mm-hmm. and the cocktail pens within the set. But the Too Hot Habanero has an orange transparent barrel, but then an orange solid cap mm-hmm. in a slightly different shape.
Yep.
And then the finial just knocks my socks off.
That's cute.
It's got cute. A little chili pepper.
A little habanero on there.
Yeah.
The bicolor.
Yes, the bicolor nib.
So rhodium, gold rhodium plating like they have on Lucky Charm or the black yes. and rhodium pro gear, the transparent pro gear.
And so these will be available through the end of the year?
Sell out, I suppose. They are on the way. They're available for pre-order now.
Yes.
Limited edition.
Very cool.
Pretty sweet. So if you like the pepper, you like the hot sauce, this is...
Or an orange pen. So Too Hot Habanero is coming. Also limited edition. The price point is a little higher, but they look really cool.
It's pretty neat. So check that out. Those are available for pre-sale now. They're actually on their way, so we'll be shipping them within a few days.
Yep.
I'm sure.
So the Pilot Custom 823. The smoke and the amber. Originally, the U.S. had the amber only for several years. The smoke came out a couple years ago.
Japan went crazy. They gave us the smoke.
I know. So here, you can have the smoke. I like the amber. All right, so take it away.
These are great pens. This is, in my opinion, bang for the buck, probably the best self-filling pen in the Pilot lineup. The reason I qualified it that way is because everybody's gonna say, you know, the Metropolitan is really is a lot of bang for the buck.
Right.
But this vacuum filler, under $300, and it holds a ton of ink. It's got a beautiful big gold nib.
Yes. And it does hold a ton of ink.
Yeah. So the nib is bigger than that Custom 74. It's a number 10 size, or number 15 size. I have one of these. We used to use it as a tester.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I don't know where it is. It used to be in the case, and I don't know. But I have only ever actually filled it like two or three times because it holds so much ink, and I rotate through pens quickly that it just, I mean, if you fill it full, mm-hmm. it takes forever to run through this.
Okay.
Super pen, good size. It posts nicely. It's got the ink shut off. So if you travel, you know, you've got, you know, just like the Twisby Vac 700, it has this ink shut off
yep.
here. So really, really great pen. And what's the best part about it? It comes with
a bottle of ink.
Cool bottle yeah. of Pilot ink.
I do like that.
Which you can't actually buy in this really pedestal bottle. So it's pretty super cool.
That's praise from you.
Well, it is. I think it's, like I say, it's the best bang for buck in the Pilot lineup as far as the self-filler is concerned. Because above this, you're starting to get into Arushi and Makie, Law of diminishing returns starts to apply because now you're dealing with art, essentially,
right?
Intrinsic value. But
okay,
I like it. Custom A23, fine, medium, broad.
Correct.
I think we've got pretty much everything in stock.
We've carried Life Stationery for several years, and
Where's Life made?
In Japan.
It's made in Japan. Okay.
It is. And pretty much any of the Japanese papers are going to be fantastic for fountain pens. The nice thing about the Life is they come in smaller size booklets. You really don't have a big, heavy cover. It's not like
cover.
A Leuchtturm or, the Endless Recorder with the big, heavy, bound mm-hmm. cover. Mm-hmm. These are more booklets, but fantastic paper. Today we're going to show you the vermilion and the pistachio.
This is so weird that somebody would come up with an idea to say, you know what, let's print
green
lines.
Or red. But it's easier on the eyes.
Yes, it is. This green is just,
and it's an ivory paper, so the contrast is dark enough that you can still see the lines, but it's not so black lines, bright white paper.
So the vermilion is a little more ivory, right?
Yes.
And then what would you call this? Is it whitish?
Yeah, I guess it's more white.
But with the pistachio, it almost gives off that that green hue on the in the white. But
a couple different sizes, and then you've got I've got a lined, you've got a graph,
lined, squared, graph,
more lined.
In different sizes, and they're not. What I like
it's
about
it's
not
a big commitment.
It's not a big commitment.
Are you a commitment fold?
No, but. again, here they're not trying to pretend that what they're not. It's a $4 notebook. It's mm-hmm. not terribly expensive. Nice, flexible covers, and I just think
these are great.
They're good all around bang around notebook where you can use it for more serious ventures if you want.
Yep.
But
so
I like
the small one as of today. I mean, if you watch this in 5 years, the price may be a little different. Small one is $4. The medium size is $4.75, and the largest size
B6.
Is six.
Yep. So we got B6, A6,
A5. Line and graph.
Yep.
But these are nice.
I
do like the colors. I like colored lines.
That pistachio is really pretty.
It's very soothing.
It is soothing. Can you imagine if you had like a nice dark green ink?
I was going to say if you use Chiku Rin on here, it's very similar color to that, kind of a spring green.
I've got a pen inked up with Bungo Box Norwegian Woods, so maybe that would be.
There you go.
Oh, that's neat. It just feels good.
Yeah, yeah.
It just
sewn spine, just a nice notebook. I just think Life as a brand doesn't get quite as much
attention. Get all the love. Tasha Jeans Inks.
Yes.
Series devoted to blue.
Well, not completely.
Well, it's a
to
black.
Shades of jeans.
Yes.
So we've got, I should put them in order, black, gray.
Okay.
So those are not blue.
Those are not blue.
No.
Well, it's a bluish gray.
There is indigo, light washed, classic blue, navy blue, and dark washed. Pretty colors. I wasn't sure what to think when we got them in. You have to give credit. Adorable packaging.
Well, so the packaging, there's something special about that.
Okay.
So the packaging has, of course, on the top, you've got a picture of
a
pair of jeans.
I love that they're marked. So many companies don't mark the name of the ink, and it's just really complicated.
But this drawing on the box mm-hmm. was actually drawn with the color to try to better replicate what the color of the bottle is. So many companies have this,
so there's
just a code or something. But this is you can
colors.
See exactly what it looks like,
pretty
accurately, which is pretty cool.
I really love what Tasha has done with some of their different lines. Just very, very creative.
Yeah, their inks have been quite popular.
Yes.
Jeans ink, the newest of the lineup. It comes in their standard 40 milliliter cute little bottle.
It's a cute bottle.
It's a cute little bottle. It's a little bit squat, a little bit different than the Sailor bottle. It's not the Sailor.
Right.
It's actually not made by Sailor. It's made in Japan. But Very similar to the Sailor bottle, the old Sailor bottle, I should say, the Gentle bottle. But
now, just
Noel.
Cute design, but great colors. So the jeans line is a different line, but still made same place, same way as the other Tasha inks, which are also amazing.
Yeah, so if you're looking for a little something, something jeansy.
Spice up your blue.
I like the indigo. That looks nice. That's a good selection. The navy blue is nice, too.
All right, so just to piss you off and make Justin laugh. Kaweco All Sport. I'm doing a Brian. Kaweco All Sport ballpoints.
These are so
now,
cool.
Now, I don't know why we didn't carry these for so long.
I don't know.
People would ask, and they're just different. So it's definitely chunky. It's definitely short, so
well,
if you have
it's
really
the same growth as a All Sport.
It just feels chunkier. Button
it's got
activated,
a nice,
but it's got a soft click. It's not really loud.
No,
what did you do?
Look, I'm taking it apart.
Oh my god!
It uses the mini, the D132 refill.
It puts the pen down.
No, it's nice. It reminds me of you know what it reminds me of is a Karen, the way a Caran d'Ache clicks. Caran d'Ache has always got that little soft click.
It's definitely not a harsh. You're gonna hear it across the room.
No,
click.
It's not a jotter kind of thing.
And some people like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But just really nice.
Yeah, it's a nice short size. I mean, there's no clip. But you could put the clip on it, the regular Kaweco clip.
Does it fit?
It does fit. Yeah, absolutely. But it comes in a number of colors.
I love the red.
The red's
super
great.
Super pretty.
Great color.
Rose gold owns my heart.
Owns your heart.
Well, more than you right now.
We got the gray.
The gray. The matte black. And then
the raw. So, yeah, they're neat. They're fun. Certainly, if you have the matching fountain pen, why not try this out?
And they're nearly indestructible unless Brian takes it apart.
I would say, yeah, this is tough. It comes apart in just a neat way. The whole thing just unscrews and it pulls out. And you can see the whole mechanism, which is pretty neat. So,
anyway. It just looks weird. I like that it's got the soft click, so it's just really...
Yes, that's nice.
You know, if you're in a meeting, you just grab it, click it, gone.
Well, you shouldn't be unclicking and clicking in a meeting, should you?
Well, it depends on the meeting.
All right. So anyway, Kaweco All Sport ballpoints, super cool, small form factor. So January last year, we got to a point where we said snorkel point holder gaskets were running low. We need to order them.
Why is that a big deal for us?
Well, it's a big deal because we make it.
We bought Snorkel Solutions several years ago. And so...
It's going on many now, isn't it?
It is. It is. 8 or 10 years ago
the
now.
The deal was done over barbecue and beer. So that's
in Miami.
In Miami, yeah.
We had a good time. So we have been making these and providing these for years. And we suddenly had issues getting some of the parts.
Yeah, so if you don't know what this is, and I know you can't see this, but we'll have a close-up of it. If you repair Schaefer snorkels, not touchdowns, but snorkels, you need this gasket. And it's called a point holder gasket because it fits between the point, the nib, and the section.
Okay.
They thread together, and then the snorkel tube goes through this gasket, and this seals it off so that there's you can get vacuum into the sack so it can compress.
Now, the story behind this is that these are made to...
These are made to exact Schaefer specifications. These are pretty much exactly like the originals.
In fact, the story is that originally, once they were made, since Schaefer had stopped making these, Schaefer actually bought some for repairs on some customer pets.
Back when Schaefer was still in Fort Madison, Iowa.
Yes.
And they were occasionally still getting in snorkels, they would have to repair them. So they bought these gaskets to use. So these are Schaefer approved.
Yes.
They look just like the original. Really fantastic. But we started to run out last January, and I put in the order in February, and then COVID hit in March. The gaskets got lost. We sent more. They went to the company to make the mold, and because they lost the mold, we had the mold for it, and then they lost the mold. So I mean, we had to buy a new mold. The company they sent it to lost it, and so then they sent it to another company who didn't respond. So we sent it to a third company who finally responded, and we went through two trials, and we finally got a good gasket. And we're good for
back
a while.
Back in stock,
yeah.
Yes.
So back in stock, which also includes the snorkel repair kits.
Yes.
So now we've got the kit, and that includes the O-ring, the sack, and the point holder gasket. And then as long as we're talking about it, we also do have a PFM repair kit. So if you have the Schaefer pen for men, we also do manufacture to the exact specifications the PFM point holder gasket.
Yes.
So. Nobody else makes these. If you're restoring these Schaefer pens, then you kind of need this gasket.
Right.
So I think what other people are doing is they're making their own. And it's
punching it out of rubber or something.
It out of rubber. And
it's not machined properly.
Yeah.
So it may work for now, but it's
may
not
it may not seal properly. So I'm real proud of this.
Yes.
Because, You just can't get a good part anymore, and this is it.
You know, the other thing is when you're getting ready to order, if you're going to do a repair at home, keep in mind that if you order the wrong thing, we don't take repair parts back. So just send us an email and double check what pen
unsure,
you
just,
have.
Just
send an email, and we'll tell you exactly, as far as we're aware, what you need.
You know, 80% of all your pens are going to take something, 80 to 85% of your pens take something between 14 and 18.
Yes.
And it never hurts to have a few extra
absolutely
sacks around, because you never know when you're going to come up with something, or you're going to cut one short,
right,
or, I mean, you know, who knows.
But if you're not sure, definitely send an email. Yep. Brian will tell you what you need.
Yep. Myself or Dave will help you through it. So
absolutely.
Anyway, I was super excited about that. Going on with that for longer than I should.
I know. It's kind of cute watching y'all geek out. Microglaze.
Yes.
So I'm not in the store anymore. I stay home. I'm in the store on Saturdays. And so there are like new things that you guys are coming up with.
I know.
And you're like, can you do this?
I didn't even. And we give credit where credit is due.
It's Amanda.
This is Amanda's doing. So she's guilty. I don't know why I'm smelling this. It looks like wax. It looks like it would smell, but it doesn't smell.
Well, don't touch it.
Oh, I'm not touching it.
All right.
It's microglaze.
So microglaze is a wax-based product that the key, I'm going to say this five times, the key is to use a teeny tiny bit. Take a tiny bit on your finger. I'm going to say it more times.
Okay. Right.
And when you use it on envelopes, on artwork, anything like that.
And why are we using it?
So that it gets wet. It won't smear.
If it gets wet.
If it gets wet, yes.
So your envelope that you're sending to somebody with your beautiful handwriting, second the water hits it,
yes,
done. So this we just rub on and you can buff it out.
Yes.
You can actually buff it to a clear shine, essentially to protect the whole,
yes,
the whole piece.
So very cool. I remember when we got a couple letters from Michael Sull,
mm-hmm,
and they were just so beautifully written. And then it had, you could see,
it just had
this little
sheen
of something. And I'm sure that's what this is.
I know in the past I've used like a wax candle and tried to roll it, and it's really inconsistent. And this is a very nice, soft, acid-free little 1 ounce container. It's really great.
Yep. Crafters use it. You can use it on several other mediums, not just paper. You can use it on wood. You can use it for artwork and all sorts of other things.
Well, it's cool because that's something that's a very niche product, and I'm happy we have it. So,
do you have a problem with letters that you write and you mail
all
out?
All the letters that I write and mail out. As you noticed this year, I did most of mine by pulling them out and handing
post-it
them to
note.
You,
yeah.
So.
Okay.
They were not post-it notes.
I know.
They were full page. So, anyway, microglaze, that's great. So that's now in stock. If you've, that's the answer to all your problems when you're doing the InkoRimo.
There you go.
Next up, real quick, just want to mention this Friday we are going to do another vintage mailer.
Okay.
It's going to be a little different this week.
I know. I love these.
And I'm going to be terrible, and I'm not going to tell you why. because I don't have any vintage pens here to show you. They're going to be a little something special.
I thought it was a...
You thought it was a what? This Friday, vintage mailer. So let me reiterate the vintage mailer. Mailer goes out about 9:30, between 9:30 and 10 on Fridays, Central Time. Any vintage that's new or being put up or anything happens about 9 o'clock, between the 9 and 9:30 hours. So if you're early...
You can snipe it.
You can jump on the site and see what's new or what's going on before the mailer actually comes out. Because when the mailer comes on a vintage Friday, stuff is, it just flies off the shelf.
What if you're local?
If you're local, buy it or come in right away. Come in the day before.
Yes.
You can come in on Thursday.
So you get a sneak peek on Thursday.
Yeah, if you're local and you want to see what's coming out on Friday, when I have it here, then just come in Thursday afternoons.
Because we've had a few local people come in on Friday or Saturday and want to see something, and it's long gone.
Yeah, so absolutely. If you want to see it, just come in, ask for the Friday vintage stuff. Dave or I will get it out for you, and you're happy to get first dibs. So
great.
But anyway, that's there is a vintage mailer on Friday, and then there is going to be another one actually next week. So I'm excited about next week's too. Spring starts on Saturday. Did you know that? In the Northern Hemisphere. It's autumn in the Southern Hemisphere.
Today's the 17th. Thursday's the 18th. Friday's the 19th. Saturday's the 20th.
The 20th.
No, it's the 21st.
Your mother's birthday.
My mother's birthday.
Happy birthday.
In our household, we're not allowed to celebrate spring until my mother's birthday on the 21st. The rest of you who celebrate in advance, thank you for celebrating my mother's birthday early.
So I think that's it. Thanks for joining us. Tune in. Join us.
You're reflecting.
Beep. Join us next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Check out our blog for news, reviews, coming events, and whatever else we decide to put up there.
And check us out on social media.
You're making me stumble.
Pez Anderson Pens. And like this video and subscribe to the channel. And we will see you next time.
Bye.